This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who repeatedly has expressed skepticism about the coronavirus, said Tuesday he has tested positive for COVID-19. Brazil trails only the United States in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths. The South American country had more than 1.6 million total COVID-19 cases and upwards of 65,000 deaths on Tuesday, according to Johns Hopkins University statistics. The 65-year-old Bolsonaro has downplayed the risks posed by coronavirus. He once told supporters that because of his history of athleticism, he would not worry if he became infected. He's challenged safeguard measures meant to prevent the spread of the virus, such as wearing a mask in public. In the United States Tuesday, there were more than 2.9 million coronavirus cases, and the national death toll stands at just over 130,000. The nation has reported more than 50,000 new daily confirmed cases during the first week of July. Many states are posting a record number of single-day new cases. The figures support Monday's declaration by Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, that the United States is, in his words, still knee-deep in the first wave of the pandemic. Amid surges in many U.S. states and a rise in the number of hospitalizations, doctors, nurses, and some legislators are complaining that personal protective gear is again running low in the United States after dangerously low supplies during the early weeks of the pandemic. Texas reported at least 8,700 new COVID cases on Monday, a new single-day record for the southwestern state, and hospitals across Texas have reached full capacity due to the huge numbers of hospitalized coronavirus patients. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Experts at the World Health Organization acknowledged on Tuesday there's growing evidence the coronavirus can spread through the air and said they are preparing a brief on the subject. At the UN agency's regular briefing in Geneva, WHO Technical Committee head Dr. Maria van Kerkhove said the WHO was contacted in April by a group of more than 200 scientists who called for the world body and others to acknowledge that the coronavirus can spread in the air. She said her committee is studying the matter. WHO Coordinator of Infection Prevention and Control, Professor Benedetta Alegranzi, noted that while there is emerging evidence about the airborne nature of the virus, it is not definitive. Both officials said the evidence does suggest it takes a comprehensive prevention package to stop COVID transmission, and that includes physical distancing and the wearing of masks, particularly inside. TikTok, the popular short-form video app, says it will exit the Hong Kong market in response to the new national security law for the semi-autonomous city recently enacted by Beijing. A spokesman for the company issued a statement Tuesday saying it was ending operations in Hong Kong in light of recent events. TikTok's announcement that it would cease operating in Hong Kong coincides with decisions by U.S. tech giants Facebook, Google, and Twitter that they will suspend processing requests by the central government in Beijing for user data in Hong Kong following passage of the new law. The companies are blocked in mainland China due to the autocratic government's so-called Great Firewall, but operate freely in semi-autonomous Hong Kong. An advisor to the chief of Russia's Roscosmos State Space Agency, Ivan Safronov Jr., has been detained on a charge of high treason. Roscosmos's press service said that Safronov, who is also a former noted journalist, was detained on July 7th and added the high treason charge he faces is not related to his position at the space agency. The RIA news agency quoted the FSB security service as saying that Safronov worked for the Foreign Intelligence Service of an unspecified NATO country and had been handing over classified military information. Britain has announced economic sanctions against individuals and organizations from Russia, Saudi Arabia, Myanmar, and North Korea under new UK powers to punish human rights offenders. Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab says the sanctions target those behind what he called some of the notorious human rights violations in recent years. They include senior Saudi intelligence officials. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.